Yevamos daf kuf yud dalet on the base of the bottom of the page. See, boy, we have a question. What about Herziki Muhammad? We did not know if there's a war or not. She came along and she told that there's a war. Now, we just said, but when it comes to a war, there's a thing called Bit of Dummy. She imagines, she's not 100% sure, but she makes assumptions. Ma, but if she's the one who came and informed us of the war, no, but she has an idea called Amigui. Amigui means that if she wanted to, she didn't have to, if she would not have told us that there was a war and just said, my husband died, we would have believed her. Now that she says that there's a war, she's the one who said there's a war, but she said my husband died. Do we say there's a migui against the chazaka? The migui says she's telling the truth. The chazaka says when there's a war, she doesn't really know 100%. So do we believe her or not? If she would have said my husband died in bed, we just learned in Gemara yesterday that even in during a war, we believe her. We just that we just she's talking about a case where she says that my husband died. So in B'Shah Shalom, we assume when she said her husband died, she knows for a fact that he died. She hung around. She's no rush or anything else. And there's no reason for her to make assumptions because she was trying to save him and so on. When there's a war, there's assumptions. What happens over here? And the Shaili is, do we say, the way Rashi is trapped in the Shaili, do we say that is a migui and we believe her? Do we say we do believe her, but what do we believe? That she thinks that he died because the dummy. So what happens here? Shaili, me, I'm in the mouth of the Shaki as a migui. Why would she lie? He could have said there was peace in the world. Once she established the war, Amra bit the dummy. Therefore, when she's talking, she's only talking about what she assumes. And therefore, you cannot come and cancel the chazaka. Toshma coming here. It says in the Braise, Ishinu Aleinu buys a house smoked up. Ishinu is a fire, in other words, Ishinu, might our cave smoked up. Who met my husband? Died, Vanina Tzalti. I was rescued. Ainu Nemena, she's not believed. She's not believed. Why? Shani Aimer. Sorry. So the Chayyar was even here. Fire is like a time of war. We don't have time. Yeah, exactly. Just like Muhammad. But she's the one who told her that. And L'cheder, we should believe her because she has a migo. She could have said, my husband just died. And instead of telling us it was fire. And yet, we don't believe her. She says, well, a shiny husband is different. Because she was there during the fire. As she was saved, I'm going to tell her, look, you were saved. You were rescued even though there's a fire. How do you know your husband wasn't saved as well? So therefore, maybe you imagine things. So you don't know for sure your husband died. You didn't hang around the fire to make sure that he's dead because you ran away to save your life. Toshba coming here, not for the opposite case. Noflu aleinu over the chum, we're attacked by goyim. Noflu aleinu, we're attacked by robbers. It wasn't a major war. It was a small little band of robbers who mace. He died. V'nitzalti, and I was saved. And men, she's believed. L'cheder, why is she believed? Because amigui. So l'cheder, we see amigui is believed. And for the Gemara, very interesting here. Awesome kid, Ravidi. There we follow Ravidi. What's the story of Ravidi? Ravidi said. Ravidi says, Isha by woman, Klezaina Aleha. A woman is not scared of robbers. A woman is not scared of robbers. Her weapons are her herself. As Rashi explains in another place, when men go to a war and they find women like the Boko Haram, what do they call? What do they do with all the women? They take them as slaves.
Then they at least kill 300.
Yeah, because they have so many thousands. How many women can use already? They would say, so for a woman, they're going to keep her in captivity for her beauty, and they're going to rape her. So therefore, that saves her life. They're not going to kill her. So therefore, she wasn't scared. That's why over here she has a migui. There's no dummy. She would have waited to see if she could save her husband. And she didn't run away, wasn't scared, because she knew that her life wasn't in jeopardy.
So from the Gemara... there's a lot to do if you get killed, but with me, I've got my natural...
No, there, here she has a good migui. There's no dummy here. There's no dummy. No, we believe her. Not because we like her. We trust her. I was a dummy. There's no dummy here because she didn't run away. She wasn't scared that they're going to kill her. She knows what they want from her. So she hung around to see if her husband was going to live. So therefore, there's no dummy here. In our society today, rape is treated worse than murder. So punishments in jail definitely are that way. That's what Gemara says. That's what he says. If you look in the side of here, is it bringing you the Kutei Rashi? Yeah, on the other side of your Gemara? Look in the left side. The Rashi of the Rizal explains. Avagav the Einer Chashuva. Even though a woman is not chashuv, loy bein ha'anashim, v'loy bein ha'anashim, ain hoydig oisa, They won't kill her. Ella Bola. They'll rape her. Vikima Shabola ain't a hug, you don't kill her. I feel ain't a crave of the Malchus. An ordinary woman, they're gonna let her live. Okay, back to your mother.
But okay, so that explains why she survived.
No, that explains that when she said it, she wasn't imagining. She took waited. We trust that she waited to see. Remember, Isha Daika Mintzvah, exactly. All wars, she runs away herself to save herself. So you were right. Who gave the person the Bishili Lula at the end of the wedding? Itlin Noida, a fire started by Gunny in the garden. The wife of the man came running in and said, Chazu Gavroi, Chazu Gavroi, look my husband, he's being burnt. Also they went, Chazu, they found so quickly, Gavra Charucha, they found a dead, burnt, charred body lying on the ground. They found also an arm that was burnt separate. So there's a human form there, and then separately there's an arm. So Sovar Abchiba Rav Lameim, Abchiba wanted a paskin, Teru, Hainu Ishin, Ishin Olein Labai, Ishin Olein Lamar, it's the same case as the case of the fire, which is what? We don't believe her, because she tried to save herself. Omar Rav, no, we don't believe her. Omar Rav Midami. How can you commit the cases? Hasam Leka Amra Chazu Gavra Chazu there, she just came along and told us a story. We don't know if it happened, didn't happen. Here she came and warned us, B'shaz Maisa. Look, my husband. Number one. Number two, over there we found nothing. Over here, Gavra Charucha this day, a piece of the other this day. We found over here a dead body. We found over here an arm. So therefore, we believe in this case. There's grounds to believe her. It's not just an imagination dummy. We see there's a dead body. After she came along and said, my husband. However, so how can Rechiva Ravin say we don't believe her? Rechiva Ravin, Gavra Charucha this day, all you find is a dead charred body. You can't recognize it at all. How do you know this is the husband? That's the charred body. And maybe someone else came in to rescue him, and he's the one who burnt. The fire burnt. A piece of the other, the shade in the hand came. No, you tell you. Maybe a fire came, burnt the hand off. So where's the husband? Now, this is a very interesting idea. The husband got partially burned. Because he's embarrassed of the way he looks. Ozel of Oracle army ran away. He left his wife in a guna. Here there's a chasana. The guy is burning up. If somebody went to save him, died. And this guy here got a little hurt. He ran away instead of going back to his wife and being saved or going to the doctors.
But hang on, so there's a charred body, but there's a hand on top of that also.
Yeah, did we say the hand could be from that charred body as well? So you can't sell it. Everything's burnt. You can't see there's a hand or anything else.
Theoretically, if there's a skeleton, the skeleton stays in one piece.
Charred body is not a skeleton. Charred body is. Yeah.
Yeah, but hang on, if you look at the charred body, the flesh will be left, the skin, the bones will be left. You'll be able to tell
with this. Yeah, we could always say it's the second person who came to save him.
Even the heart.
We can say it's the second person who came to save him.
The hand could belong to somebody else.
Yeah, again, exactly. Who says the husband? Thank you, Yomar. Now I have a question. We learned before a while ago that a single aid is believed when it comes to these things. A single aid believe because the woman, she does her own investigations. What about Ibailo aid echad b'mukhama? It's during war and the aid echad learns that your husband is dead. Ma, what's the case there? What's the shaila? Do we say? What's the reason why we believe in aid echad? But we had a simcha kira before. Is it mishum the milsa David gluya hule meshake? Because if the aid echad would be scared to lie, because if the husband's alive, he'll come back home one day. What's the aid echad's credibility to be then finished? So he will be careful, and that's why we believe him. It's about, could we believe him? So we hear Hachin Naman Lameshake, we hear the same reason. He's not going to make up a story. He's scared to be found out. How could we believe him? We believe her. Because she's the one who checks it out properly. And the Hach over here, Kivan the Zimnin the Sanyele, sometimes she hates her husband. And the husband and the Eidech came along, and by a war, people always imagine the worst. So it's very easy for her to imagine that her husband's dead, and she's not that thorough in checking. Like Daika Mintzebe, she's not that thorough. And therefore, we're assuming that maybe just an assumption. Yeah. So you were right. Omer Muhammad Toshmala's answer is Omer Abakir Kiva said, Kisha Yoradati. Good morning. Rabbi Akiva said, "Kishiradi le'dor." But I once went down to le'dor la'abed hashanah to ma'abed the years, because we said even though you have to ma'abed the years only in Eretz Yisrael, but if there's no one equal to you in Eretz Yisrael, you can be ma'abed also in Chutz La'aretz. We have other gemaras in Brach and other places where you had people lesser caliber who ma'abed is overseas. Every time the gemara says that, it's not talking about ma'abed, it's talking about making calculations, not doing the actual ibur. No. Rabbi Akiva actually was ma'abed in Nador.
Why couldn't he do it?
He had to go there for another reason, whatever the reason was.
But he happened to be there and he was just there.
Yeah, exactly. He had to go there for whatever reason is, and he was the greatest man at that time. So he, at the same time, ma'abed shana.
No.
But he went there for whatever reason. Others say because in Eretz Yisrael they made a gzeda, you cannot be ma'abed shana. So therefore he had to leave Eretz Yisrael to do it. One of the first things the goyim, every time they were geyser when they took over Israel, was stop kiddush chedush and ibur hashana. They felt this is what separates the Eden more than anything else. Says the Gemara, "Amar Rabbi Akiva, kishoradati le'nador." When I went down to Nehador la'abed hashana to ma'abed the year, Motzasi, I found the chemya ish Beis Li. I found a person called the chemya from Beis Li. And I heard she ain't masi in a siege by Israel Beidecho. Then in Israel, if an eight echa comes and tells a court that this woman's husband is dead, we don't trust him because you need two eight him. Not like in our Gemara, we said that we have two eight, that one eight is good enough because Isha died convincing. El Rabbi Yehuda ben Baba, the only one who does is Rabbi Yehuda ben Baba. V'nantum, I said to him, Kein advarim is true. Amali, Emel Lehemeshmi, tell the Yidin Israel in my name. Atem Yedim Hamadina Hazu, Mishabesha, because you know that this country, Babel, is filled with the Gayasas, so it looks like Yidin lived in Babel at that time as well. And it's full of wars going on. Now, what exactly he was trying to say, I'll see in a minute. Kach Mikubalni Rav Gamliel HaZaken, I heard from Rav Gamliel HaZaken directly, Shemasi in the Isha Piedecha, that we will marry off a woman instead of letting her remain in Aguna, because Aguna Kilu, that is based on a single aid. Now, the Gemara analyzes what he meant. My Medina Mishabeshet Begayosis. It's a country that's flooded with soldiers. Lav, isn't he trying to say that even during a state of war, if an eight echad comes in and says that this is what happened, we trust him? Lav, Avagad, Medina Mishabeshet, Kach Mekabalni, Shazir Be'ed Echad. And why Taka do we trust him? Not because we trust her. Her, she imagines things. We trust him because he knows that if the husband comes back alive, his credibility is shot forever. So therefore, he'll be careful and he'll check it out. So we trust Eidechel based on his record. Alma Eidechem Hemen. Chayyid resolves our question. Amar Rava says, Rava, if that's Pshat, he meant the state of war, what do you have to say after this Medina's war? Just say any war. Yehachi Maishna Medina's war, why only Bavel? Kalmakim Shesh Geyasa Baileish. I said any country in the world, any nation. Even if there's a war, you still trust in Eidechel. No right for me, you trust an Eidecha during war. Because it's not so much the Eidecha we trust, it's more we trust the woman that she had got feeling, she would have done her homework, or she has a feeling the husband really is alive or not. But in the case of war, she'll imagine things. This is what he meant. Atem Yedim, you know, if I have such an important aid as to say, I myself should have gone to Israel and told everybody, because that's where all the Tanoim are. But I can't go because, you know, there's a war going on here in Babel, and I can't leave. I can't leave my family behind. It's dangerous. Then come to Israel and inform them. But you should know, I want you to be to hear from me and tell everybody, we do marry a woman based on the Eid Echad. Okay. There's a story with two Tamid Chachamim. There were two Tamid Chachamim traveling together with Abba Yossi ben Semoy by ship. The Tava and the ship drowned. Now the Heisi Rebbe and the Shasei and Rebbe married their wives al pi Noshim. We learn from us and Noshim also believe. Based on the ages of Noshim. Now, what's the what's up to do with anything? Right now, the Gemara understood. What's the problem with Muhammad? That people imagine, make assumptions. People make assumptions. When you see someone drown in the middle of the ocean, and you didn't see the body coming out later, you make an assumption. An airplane disappears in the sky, you assume they're all dead. Do you know that for a fact? No, it's like a Muhammad. This is a bit of Dumila. So Vilchay Tzvi is Yam, it's just like a Muhammad. And yet, and we know the Noshim, women, I feel if 100 women come into a Bezin, halachically they have the status of Eid Echadami. They're like one eight. Uktani, and yet it says, based on 1A, during a war, Vehesi. And it says over here that what? That Rebbe married their wives, allowed their wives. They said they're almonas, and then go ahead and get married. So, the raya that even during Muhammad, Eidechad. This was the whole controversy when the World Trade Center, when all those people were killed. All the women, Yiddish women. But it took about 2 years before they were matter them all. To get remarried. They said that if it would have been, they would have come back and other things. Remember, they went through the building and they were looking for bones. They kept on finding bones and bones. They kept on finding things. So maybe there were survivors, even though after... How can they survive so long? Let me ask you a question. You want to compare drowning, that's capsizing of a ship, to a war. There's mayim sheyesh lehem soif and mayim she'ein lehem soif. Mayim sheyesh lehem soif means a lake. So you can see the other side, and you watch, and you don't see them coming out, then you know for a fact that they died, because you would have seen them. But a mayim she'ein lehem soif is worse, even though logic would say, and if someone in the Pacific Ocean, there's no way they come out alive. We say, no, if you can't see the other side of the ocean, I know that they weren't rescued by some raft or some ship that you couldn't see, because you can't see the other side. So Mayim She'ein Lehem Soif, we don't say that they're, we don't say Paskin automatically that they're dead. Now, the Chodav here is a case of Mayim She'ein Lehem Soif. Mayim She'ein Lehem Soif, Ishtar Asura, we'll learn in the Gemara. It remains Asr. It remains Asr. The Kotzke Rebbe says that the whole word here is that, but if we would have paskin that she's living, then we would have given the death sentence, because halacha makes metzias. If the halacha says that even though we can't say they were saved, that the women are almanas, that means you just killed all the husbands. They can definitely die. By saying that the women are agunas, there's always a hope. Halacha is saying there's a hope that maybe these people can live, and that in itself allows the people maybe to be saved. Because halacha creates metzias, not metzias so reflects halacha. Where?
The Great Lakes in North America. Which say
anything we cannot hear and then is called Ein Lehem Soif. That's the definition of Ein Lehem Soif. In fact, according to Rashi later, we'll see all four sides.
Even though they're enclosed.
Yeah, but Rashi later, we see all four sides. It's not only the other side. We see, you know, right and left as well. So it's a pretty small, you know, small lake. So what's the story talk of this? So how could Rebbe allow the two Talmid Chachamim's wives and Abba Yeshus Moyes to remarry? And not the Amri, the women didn't just say we saw them drown. They continued and said, Askinu Kamon, that we saw the bodies being fetched out of the water. The Chazinu La'alta, we saw them straight away. Machleik Zeshani means straight away as soon as the boat capsized, or straight away means maybe 2-3 days later we're taken out of the water, but they saw them straight away then, because the water, the Gemara later on says, according to Tosis, the water actually preserves a body. A body lying on the ground a couple of days begins to decompose, and we say you don't really recognize it anymore. But a body inside the water, Tzimtzus Tzimtzumis, the water preserves the body. So Tosis La'alta means, doesn't mean right away after capsize, it could be a week later, but as soon as it was taken out of the water, you already saw it. They say Simonim, and they say we recognize from Simonim who these men are. So it's not that it wasn't their husbands, it was time. There were women who saw it. The Lavalayas and Chilas and Simonim. So we're not relying on them, we're relying on the Simonim. There's a different story altogether. There's no dummy, there's no imagination here. They saw the bodies, and they said we recognize the different features in the face, or whatever, different features in the body. We recognize who they were. And we're relying on the simonim. Yeah. So in other words, so Tesis says from here we see that if they would have said we recognize the faces, we would not have trusted them. It's only because of the simonim. And now the Rashi says the reason why they didn't recognize the faces is because the body was decomposed over time. So Rashi seems to learn that even in the water the body decomposes. Tesis says no, in the water the body doesn't decompose. And yet, the only reason why we rely on Simonim, that means because friendly women, we don't really trust that they recognize the person unless they have very pronounced features, or you have to have some kind of Simonim, a birthmark or something.
Dental records.
That's it, dental records, yeah. Yeah, I think more.
Because eventually, well, they're talking about these things with Indonesia, that they're having difficulty bringing the
bodies. With the bodies bring up right now, can they recognize who they are?
They're claiming that the divers are sore, but it's hard to recognize.
But that's not just a few days already. How long is it already? A couple of months. It's only 1 month.
It was the end of December.
You sure?
Yeah.
Why think about it? Who gave the person the afkit shimshiri gave chavid the person that he possesses if he's by his friend? Amalei havli shows you give it back to me. Amalei shekiftino, you took it back already. The guy said, "Well, I took it back already. You still have it, but can't have it. This I gave you so many measurement. Uvi chavizit, I'm still in the barrel. Go count it. You'll see it's exactly that amount in the barrel." You took back yours. This is my own. So Rabbi thought to say, is exactly the same case we just had. Are the two Tamil Chamim, and we said that Rabbi trusted them and said, otherwise you can go remarry. And we said the reason is because there's some money. And over here also there's some money. We don't say that these are other people that look the same. Same as the money. We say it's the same people. Here also, it's probably the same Shumshumim. Over there, they gave proper simonim, not just an amount. What simon? They didn't give a simon in the shumshi, just said how much. Which I don't understand, because we learned in Gemara Bava Metzi and Eilat Metzi is that midah or mishkul and minyan is considered a simon. If you say how many charuzas, you know, how many were on a string and how many were this, it's a simon. Why isn't the to say how many saw? Or the weight, mishkul, mid the mishkul thing, and Tesis says, okay, mishkul is the weakest. But even so, why does the Gemara say this count, there's no simon here at all? Unless there's a way of looking at the barrel, and by looking at the barrel, the size of the barrel, you right away know. You can tell how many simonim there are, and therefore it's not a simon, because let's say this barrel is a 5-gallon drum. So you know that there's that amount of shimshim in there. Maybe that's why it's not a simon. No one says anything here, so I don't know. So we invite with the karma Cain, we can have it. Maybe just guessed. So I don't know. Amale Mark Shishabar Chizdravashi Michai Shinajan Pinan. Are we chayshid? If we have a simon, are we chayshid that maybe he cleared out the earlier one and put in another one? But Tanan, didn't we learn? In other words, you're saying here that we're saying it's not the same shushim anymore. The guy took it back, and this is another one. Are you saying that we think we cleared it? But now we learned matzah kli. You found a vessel. The cost of all of it. There was a letter written, a mark, kuf. The letter kuf. You know, there was a time when the Eden lived under threat constantly for observing mitzvahs. So they used to make all kinds of tricks of how to know for themselves different signs. For example, if they had something set aside that belonged to the Beis Hamikdash and they were not allowed to consecrate the Beis Hamikdash, they would have a pot and have a letter kuf there. No one knows what kuf means, but kuf meant carbon. Or you found the letter mem, you know it means maiser. Dalad, you know it means demur. Demur is like a mixed chulun and truma. And only a kohen should use. Test meant it's tevel. You haven't yet given the truma maiser. Tof meant truma. Shebishas, hasakana, you kohen should tof tachzuma. During a sakana, when they were told not to keep any mitzvahs, they put these letters. So we see, if you see a letter, we don't say, oh, maybe they cleared it out, something else, what are you worried about? We assume that whatever was in the contents that were there originally are still there. So same over here. If that guy, the Chatzchila, put Shimshim in there, why don't we say it's the same one now as well? Yeah. Are you telling me that we don't think that they cleared it out? Just because it was there yesterday means it's there today? Ema Seifa continued, Rabbi Yisir, and Rishis agreed. He says, I feel a mazach chav, you found the barrel, because of the truma, it's not just the top. The whole word truma is written on it. Had a el chulim, we don't automatically assume it's truma. It could very well be chulim, because the majority of the food in the person's house will be chulim. If this person says, I think it's chulim, I don't remember, we'll say it's chulim. Why? Because ani oimer ishtakid have a mole truma. Yes, true, yesterday is full truma. Upina, but it cleared it out. So just because yesterday was one thing, there's no proof that that's how it's today. So therefore, we with the shumshumin, we believe the original owner who said that it's different ones, not yours anymore. Aye, what's my legs in the braisa? Would you definitely cleared it? So what's the machlekes? Why the first guy, the Tanakhama, say if he found the letter tough? We assume it's true. The machlekes, Mar Somar, over here. If it was the first, the Tanakhama believed that if it was Truma originally, and then you took out the Truma and you put in the Chulin, you would have erased the letter tough. You would have erased it. The fact he didn't erase it means that this whatever's still in this room. In other words, it's not just a simon what was there yesterday. This is maybe a telltale sign of what's in there right now. That's why Tanakh Kama says we assume it's Truman. Masha Enkein, in the case of Shum Shumin, there's no signs that it's still the other guy Shum Shumin. So therefore, everyone agrees that we believe the Baal Bas. They change it. If they would have cleared it, Michvir Havi Kofi would have erased it. Ishtli forgot. You know why he left the word tough there? He didn't want people, other people walking by and just taking it and helping themselves to it. So he put the word Truma there, or the letter tough. Everyone was shaking it through Truma and walk away from it. This way he's very stingy, the guy. He wanted to make sure nobody takes anything from it. He had a reason, deliberately did it, not because it was Truma, but because he wanted it to be treated like Truma. Says, what have I said? Yitzchak, Reish Gelusa. Yitzchak, who is the head of Golus above the Bar Achte de Rabibe, was the nephew, the brother of the sister, the son of the sister of Rabibi, Yavi Ka'ozel, he was traveling Mikurtava Las Pamye, he was traveling from Kurtava to Spain. Vishachiv, and he died on the way, Sholchum Mahasim, so they sent a letter from Spain to Kurtava, the following message. Yitzchak Reish Gelusa, this is the guy, Yitzchak, the head of Golus, Bar Achte de Rabibi, the nephew of Rabibi, Havik Ka'ozel, who was traveling Mikurtava Las Pamyas, he comes from the city of Kurtava, traveling to Spain. Vishachim, and he died. In other words, they wanted to tell his wife that she's released. She's an almona. She's no longer an aguna. She can get remarried. The question is, do we trust that? Or Michashin and Lutra Yitzchak, what about two Yitzchaks or not? No, if we don't know for a fact there were two Yitzchaks in the city, or two Yitzchak, are we worried or not? I'm not sure exactly what the story here is, because he's called Reish Gelusa. He's not Stam a Yitzchak. How many Reish Gelusa can there be? It's like a title. It wasn't real. It must be important. It must be that Reish Gelusa, every person who came from there called themselves Reish Gelusa. Yeah, okay, sure, but everyone calls themselves Rabbi. Same idea. Yeah, that's true, yeah. Now, we don't know for a fact there were two Yitzchaks in that city. And we don't know for a fact there were two Yitzchaks in that city. Interesting, when Rashi says over here Yitzchak, he says Yitzchak. Okay, it doesn't matter. He doesn't say Reish Gelusa. So I don't know whether maybe they wouldn't have that gift. Anyhow. Are we worried or not worried? Do we automatically, are we suspicious and we do our investigations, or we automatically assume this is it and that's it, end of the story? You always are suspicious. You have to first do your thorough homework before you move on. And Rav HaMelech, we're not worried. Why? When are we suspicious? If we know that in the city there's more than one person by that name, so then we have to investigate which person is it who died. But if it is, we don't know of any other person with that name, we don't have to go investigate.
With all these descriptions.
Yeah, good question.
I mean, unless he's got more than one nephew.
And more than one Reish Gelusa. I don't know. And the shame of it, don't say anything. Does it say anything in the bottom? All these adjectives there, Reish Gelusa, all these titles. Reish Gelusa is usually there's only one in the generation. One. It could be. I just made that up. I was wondering if any of the shame talk about this.
Was traveling inside was in the message that was sent.
Yeah.
But still, the ensuing Gemara considers whether we must suspect that the deceased might have been a different Yitzchak Reish Gelusa, son of the sister of Rabbi, but also traveled from Kurtova to Spamia.
No. Right. No. So how do they have shots?
Discussions throughout the Talmud as to whether we must be concerned for the possibility of two people with the same name and patronym, to Yosef and Shimon. Yeah. Here, where the deceased Yitzchak was identified as Reish Gelusa, and the nephew of Rabibi, there is certainly no concern that there was another person fitting that detailed description.
If you look at Rashi, it seems that he didn't have this gear sitting anymore at all. He just had a name. Rashi, nobody mentioned it. I mean, Tesis in Divrei Maschil, it says Reish Gelusa Barachti. But again, in Tesis itself, there's no discussion about this. Talk about other things. As if it wasn't really in the Girsa. It was just a Yitzchak ben somebody. But the chiddush here is, because it says what he did. He traveled from Ketuvah to the Spamia, and we don't know of any other person that name. So the question is, do we have to be Stam Chayshah or not? Anyway, but if you learn all these, I don't know. You have to always be suspicious. Once again, they once found his divorce in the streets of Neher Doye, the Kosev, and it was written by Bitzad Kolonia Mosa in the city of this city here, on the side of that city. And no, I, Androlinoi from the city of Neher Doye, Patrit, I send away my wife, Bitachrit Yas Polonis, I send her away, and Totsi, my wife. And sent his get. So they found his get lying there. So the question is, and this woman comes along and says, it fell for me, in other words, I'm divorced, and my husband's name is Androloi. Question is, can we trust her that this was her husband who gave it to her, or maybe it's another guy, Androloi, who gave this get to his wife, a similar name, and she just found it, and she's claiming, or whatever, somebody found it, and she's now claiming it's me. Vishulcha, this woman coming up, you didn't see her. Sorry? No. She says my husband gave it to me 2 months ago, and I dropped it.
Yeah.
She's saying I'm a free woman. My husband gave it to me. My husband's not around. Someone else found it, brought it to the Besen, and said, "Hey, I found this get." So the Besen said, "What's going on?" And she heard about it. She said, "Hey, it's mine. It fell for me."
She lost it. He lost it.
No. He lost it. Doesn't help her. So Shmuel's father Abba sent the letter to the Nasiya, and I don't know what to do. And Rebbe said to him, Rebbe Yonasi said to him, Tibdik, you should go ahead and check. Neher Doye Kula, checked the entire city. It was found in the Doye, so checked the entire city. In the Doye, there's another person with that name. Now, the Rabbi, my Rabbi says, no. Sorry? And her name, both names, yeah. Rabbi says, no. Rabbi says, no. Im, Isa, if it's true that we are Chayshish, even though we don't know for a fact there's another person, then why are you only checking this in the Doi? Yiv the Kolo Elbele. The guy himself in the Doi doesn't even come from the Doi. He comes from the city of Colonia. So you should check the whole world. Is there another guy from Colonia by the name of Androinia with a wife of this name that maybe you should have get and then find out if that guy gave a get? Why only checking this in the Doi? It's clearly that Rebbe only did it to humor Avu de Shmuel. He didn't want to insult him. They had some Mishaila, which was wrong. So therefore he said, oh yeah, maybe let's be Choshes and let's check out this city here. Interesting. So Rebbe just said that. Rabbi Yonasi just said that in order to humor him and to for his covet. It shouldn't make him feel that he asked a silly shaila. But really, if we don't know, we don't have to be suspicious. How do I know? You don't have to be suspicious. Today's story, there were these two contracts, the Nafkim and Mechuzah, that once came out in Mechuzah, two loan contracts, because one of them was Chavi Barganoi. One of them was a guy called Chavi Barganoi. And another one was another contract with Ganoi Bar Chavi. Sorry?
Nanoi.
Nanoi Bar Chavi. Two contracts. And what happened? The Agbe Behu Rabba Baravu, and Rabba Baravu said that these starters are good and they can collect Zuza. Because if the borrower would have paid it back, the borrower would have ripped it up. So it probably came from the lender and we would lend it. Now, the Gemara says it interesting. This name, particular name, Chavi Bar Nanoi, and Nanoi Bar Chavi Mechuzu Shchiche, it's like Mr. Smith. Every second person was called Chavi Bar Ganoi and Ganoi Bar Chavi. And yet, these lenders produced these starters, and we trusted it, that this is the guy that he meant. He said, aye, that we're not choishes. If we don't know for a fact, we're not choishes. No, mammon is usually worse, because by mammon, you don't have to roi everything else, to take out cheskes mammon, we need to have strong evidence. And yet, we use the starter. No, but this is worse. The case we're talking about till now is... It was not Huchsiku, right? We don't know there's another guy in the town called Yitzchak Reish Galusa. We don't know there's another person. But yet, we want to know whether we should inspect. And Abai said, yes, we have Chayshinim. He says, Rav, what are you talking about? Maduch in a case where Huchsiku. We know there are other people in this town. Yet, if the Malva comes along with Ishtar and he says, this is the Loiva, we trust her, this is the Loiva. Surely, in a case where Loi Huchsiku, we don't know. But Mammon, when it comes to these things, are always more chomer than things. And it's a kal chomer. So Madar Hurziku, and we're so lax about it. So surely Loi Hurziku, why would it be Chayshish is more? At least Ki Loi Hurziku, but not Chayshish. Abaye answers back the last thing. Abaye comes back and says, Lamai Nechid, what are you comparing there? What are you worried about? What are you worried about? Elin Nefila, if you're worried about that the Leiva dropped it, and Malva found it, and Malva's a liar. The Mizazaybe, every Leiva, as soon as you pay your loan, you don't walk around continuing with a letter, I owe this guy $1,000, you'll rip it up straight away. So it can't be that the Levi dropped it. Elipikotin, that maybe that the Malva gave it away to somebody, it gave it to this to maybe the Levi. Taka had it, and he gave it to the Malva to watch it. You think he would give it to somebody with the same name? Let's say with somebody else's star. And he gave it to this guy. Let's say another guy with the exact same name as the lender and the exact same as the borrower gave it to this guy. Here, do me a favor, hold on to this. So this guy, now the Nifkid takes it, and instead of going to the original guy, goes to another guy that he knows, and hey, you owe me $100. You think the guy, original guy who had the star with the same name, would give it to somebody with the exact same name and say, hey, do me a favor, watch me with this. I'm going overseas for a month. You wouldn't trust him. My Amrit, what are you saying? Dilma Masale, maybe that the Leiva gave the star to the Malva, or the whatever it is, but it didn't really yet, nothing happened, it didn't make a king or anything else. And therefore, he has no right yet to collect with the star. We're not worried about my Amr Dilma Masale. We know, we don't need a king anything else. The moment you give a star to somebody else, Masira, that's already the king. So therefore, the star is pretty legitimate. What are we worried about here? Why shouldn't we give it back? So therefore, we're not worried. In Mitzi, he's not worried.
In Melbourne, we have.